So I want to introduce you to some svarim. Yesterday we just spoke about Peh, but I wanted to bring some things in. It's called the Orchos Shas. Those of you here before Yontem, we spent a lot of time with the same as you can get. I don't want to bankrupt you. That's how somebody's thrown to people. It's an excellent sir by two gedolim of Yerushalayim, Rav Shalom Yosef Gelber, Rav Yitzchak Mordechai Rubin. Each one is a gedol in his own right, and they collaborated on this beautiful work. I'm going to read to you a little bit, because these things which we spoke about before Yontem, but you know, we want to keep coming back to the to some of the highlights, because it's important halacha lemaisa. So I'm here in Perek Yud Aleph. Okay, Perek Yud Aleph in this Sefer. And Perek Yud Aleph is entitled Tofer Korea Mechatech. See, that's all together. That shows that we're on the right track. Just the title. Okay. But I'm just towards the end of, whatever. We're going to start with Siv Chavov in this particular work. You can look it up. I saw this. Beis Medrash has a copy downstairs. If you want, it's right downstairs. And I'll tell you where it is even. It's in 25, I think it's somewhere. It's on the mafteach downstairs. It tells you where the throne up. I think maybe 25. Five, it's around there. She has a discussion as follows. He wants to know as follows. He starts off by quoting a Mishnah Brura, which we should all look into, please, in Simon Shin Mem, Sifkaton Mem He. Sifkaton Mem He. Let's look there, please. Sifkaton Mem He. So we know that in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Rambam, not exactly sure a source, but it's accepted by everybody in the halacha. Talks about Medabek Neoros, is told as Tofer, and Mefarek Neoros Devukin. Then is told as Korea, and Yechayim, the Doraisa. Says that this is the very last Mishnah Berurah, Mem Hei, Vedavka Mezeh Shadibuk Zeh Nasa Lekinum. That's in Shinyu Dalas Sifyun. Kevin Lo Nasa Lakiyum. A. B. Koshken. Hocha, in the particular case describing, the Nasa Mimela below Miskavin. It's not like Topher at all, and therefore there's no Korea whatsoever. Fine. And therefore, it all depends on what really happened. So he gives an example. If by mistake it sort of got together, mistakenly it was stuck together, you can separate them. But when the Krua may chodosh tabishal svarim, shal nechtum yivod yom, it's a chiyub, it's a deraisa, and then we can't even use it through a goy. We spoke about yesterday in the context of envelopes. Fine. So in every case, a book, the pages are stuck together. What's pshat? In some books, they were always stuck together. They were never separated. Never. In other words, the books are printed on a big piece of paper, and then the machine comes, cut. I missed one. Now, I've had Svarim that I've missed every other one. You ever had such a sale like that? Every other page is stuck together. Not an accident, they just missed it. You're not allowed to separate those things, because those were never separated. On the other end, it was separate, and then you have a bencher, and it's sort of stuck together with a piece of cholent. I don't know what I'm saying. Got on the page, it's stuck, and now it's stuck. That's nothing. That's not, it was just by accident, it gets stuck together. There's no problem pulling those two apart. Those are the two extremes found over here in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton, Meme. Fine. And therefore we spoke about it. We're still trying to get some more internet information. We talk about tissues. Some tissues, you buy in a tissue box, they more or less come out, and once in a while they're stuck together a little bit. So it could be it got stuck there by mistake. We already pointed out, and we read the Lama Tess Malachal book, that he had got two letters from Procter & Gamble, that when they make those disposable diapers, which if you, when you just, before you do anything, before you even detach the tape, which we'll talk about in a minute, you're just going to open it so that it can fit in the baby. You're separating little adhesions on top, so he has two letters or two conversations of Procter & Gamble. That happens sort of inadvertently when they package it. There's a lot of this heat sealing, so it gets stuck together. So it's permissible. Had it been that way from the beginning on purpose, you know, the one sheet would be impermissible. So you have to know the fact. So my tissues that stick together, which I saw, it came up with him in camp this summer. I said, Rebbe, allowed to take this tissue out of the tissue box. And so I'm taking it out. And, whoa! This is stuck to this one, stuck to this one. Both seem to be stuck together. Very, very little. But I wasn't sure, and that's why I said, I don't know, I can't answer the question. If it is supposed to be separate, aren't most tissue boxes, aren't they supposed to be separate? In Kleenex. It's separate, right? Separate. I think the high quality ones are certainly separate. It's a low quality yeshivish tissues that maybe they, the question is, what's the challenge of yeshivish guy? That when they get jammed together by mistake because they're yeshivish? Or do they have it separate because they're yeshivish? So, our internet champ is supposed to find some more information on that. And so far we're still missing it, so I can't pass it. I would say Sveg al-Khumra, I don't know. So if you have a tissue and you see they all stuck together with one thing and you're trying to push them out, you shouldn't sever them because maybe they were never separated in history. In which case, you're in a serious violation of Korea and or Makna Bapatish. So I wouldn't do it if I didn't know. If you tell me that you call the company and it's a company, no, we make each and every piece, each and every, we call it today Kleenex, each and every tissue separately. And if it got rolled together just inadvertently through the heat packaging, then I'd say it's permissible. Yaakov, you good? Do I have a question? No. Fine. This is the initial discussion. Fine. Good. So now there's a big problem. The big problem is a stira in the Rambam. And I wanted to analyze it a little bit using his analysis as a background, the stira in the Rambam. What's the stira in the Rambam? We read both Rambams. One is in Siman Shin Mem, Siv Zayin. The Rambam there is silent. That's silence is also an opinion. The Mechaber says, look at Shin Mem Zayin. This is yesterday's Shia. Also, the Mechaber says, look at Shin Mem Zayin. Saying my day, Chut Shin Mosvo, also the Mechaber Besad. Also, the Mosvo. Elam Ken Yohan, the Kovim, Rechovim Tzas, who was Sukona B'Tfira B'Eagle. Okay? There's a problem when you're dealing with these sleeves are loosening and tightening, loosening and tightening. It's a problem. It's a problem. That's Shin Mem Siv Zayin. The Rambam is silent, implying his acquiescence. Although the truth to be told, in the Dark Moshe, disagrees. And as a matter of fact, since we are really on, we have the, I don't want to be for naught, let's take a look at the Dark Moshe. Why not? We have it in front of us. Let's see, where's the tour? Where's the tour? Tour. Let's take a look at what it says.
The projectors.
Okay, relax. Well, maybe it'll come on one day. But you should be able to still find it, I think. Is it visible on the screen at least? On the board?
It's coming.
Okay, I'm faster than they are. Okay. Hilchos Shabbos. Shin Mem. There we are. Okay, watch this. Shin Mem. Here we go. Let's read together. Hagos Mordechai, of Lezer Alevi, the Rav Yo, Dafka Gabe Tfira, also Sheikha Tikuna Litva, believe Pirun. Dafka Shemo Seach Achut, Liskayim. We saw this in the Mordechai a long time ago. Havli Ketova Meikora. Okay, Anoshim Mutoros Lim Toach Achut. Here, look. Mutoros Lim Toach Achut, Sabbath of Israel saying, I feel the Koshros and Keshavayam Akan, who based Yosef, Kosov, Kenegat, Shem, Shivoli, Alekha, Kedivri, Haraf, I mean, the parents of Machmir. On the Nagula Hokel Kedivri Hagos, Vechenka Safti Liel, and Shin Yud Zayin. But in Shin Yud Zayin, the Heliger Amor didn't just write it in Darkei Moshe. Oh no, he wasn't lazy. Took out his pen, opened up and said Shin Yud Zayin. Open up, please. Open up to Shin Yud Zayin and see what's there. Siv Gimel. Shin Yud Zayin Gimel. The Rambam wasn't lazy. He said, Beferish. He says, it causes dispute. A dispute in the Ramosh and Yizayin Gimel. Also, when not they go lachtam zushu minolim tfurim yachav, then she umnim osim afa al pisha tur and tfir shen kayama, then chil mit tfir ben shen kayama shen tfir kayama. That's like Gos Mordechai Perek by Metot, we spent a lot of time on that last time, yeah, before Yantar. V'yesh matirim mit tfir shen shen kayama, v'en lahat lefnei amoritz. Rabbo says, everyone in the Shia is not an amoritz by definition, so we can be matir it. Rabbo's matir it. So why is Rabbo silent? In Shin Mem. In Darkei Moshe, he said, I was already matter in Shin Yizayim. So why is he silent? So there are three approaches. One is, he's not silent. What? He has to waste more ink? He already said he was matter in Shin Yizayim. He refers you back in Shin Mem and Darkei Moshe, what he said back there. He has to repeat it, Keruchah each time? That's a Shlomo Zalman's approach. Rambam's Mekel and Shiyuzayim, he's Mekel and Shinmen. He didn't write it, he already wrote it. Come on, man, to repeat it every time. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach, and Shmuel Samuel quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. Good, that's the best way to say it. He's quiet, he relied on his early words. Rav Yashiv is all quoted over here, by the way, in this beautiful sefer over here on page Shin Nun Vav. He's quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman is in Shmuel Shabbos Kolchosa, Perek Tezvav, Ha'ora Reish Chav Dal, which may be a little bit later in our versions of Shmuel Shabbos. Ramanagat Ladina Lahakel. So why in Shin Menli say nothing? Because he relied on what he said in Shin Yuzayim. Rav Yashiv is quoted, no, the Tila of David is right. What did the Tila of David answer? He says, the Machaber is Mekel, the Ramah is Mekel over here when it comes to Korea. And he's Machman Shin Mem, he's talking about Tofer. Ah, Tofer is more Chama than Korea. Why? You know, Tofer is Korea's only Amanas Litzpor, da-da-da-da-da-da. That is the Tila of David's answer, to which Rav Yashiv agrees. The third answer, which perhaps we like the best, from a sefer I read you before, Yom, called the Halichos Shabbos, who says as follows. In Shin Yud Zayin, there's absolutely no alternative but to separate them. You have shoes, you can't walk around with your two shoes tied together. Everybody's like, it's not a good idea. Okay? So it's obvious you have to untie them. So it's obvious there are Moz Mekel in Shin Yud Zayin. In Shin Mem, it's not obvious. You can leave your sleeve the same tightness forever. I spoke about that yesterday, as a matter of fact. If someone does that, it's a shiloh, right? So therefore, it's not obvious from the circumstances that it's only temporary. It's not obvious from the circumstances it's only temporary. Here, the Ramah is silent, indicating that he wants to be machmir in this shiloh. Is everyone with me so far? Everyone catch me? Those are the three approaches to the apparent contradiction between these gedolim. So now, Rabbi Osai, he discusses over here, band-aids, and diapers. He's spoken this before. I want to read you what he has to say about it. So he starts off, in order to permit you to remove, you have a band-aid, you have a cut. So you want to go to the medicine chest, open up the box there, pull out a band-aid, and now you have, it's a piece like, you know what it looks like? It's a piece like this, and the two adhesives are attached to, we're calling it a tab, put it anywhere you want. Something that's maintaining its adhesive quality for a long time. You take a piece of scotch tape and expose it to the air, after a while it's no longer adhesive. This could last for a year. How? Because it's not exposed to the air, it's on a tab. Can you separate from the tab? See quotes over here, where we just came from. Shin Yud Zayin, we saw this already yesterday. See it again today. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Chav Aleph. Mamash coming from the place we just came from, Siv Gimel, in the Rambam. So here in Siv Chav Aleph, the Mechaber says, Matirin Beis Hatzava Mikesh Shikshara Koves Shein Hashel Kayom. That's a Gemara Abo Sedach Memches. We'll come back to it a little bit later. Why Mishnah Berurah Chav Aleph? Shein Oslo Skayim Rak Ad Shikachenu Balabayis Abesa V'yesh Machmirin Bedova. And can also the hat of also Yom Shel HaKvisa. He spoke mentioned this briefly yesterday. So we paskin like the first opinion. It's only Yesh Machmir, which is not the Pasha Pshah. There are those who say, we mentioned it already also before Yontif, that a band-aid is worse. Because in the case of the Ramah, the laundry man ties it up and is going to give it to the owner of the garment. So it won't last for a day. So it lasts for a week, it lasts for a month. He's going to have to use it soon. A band-aid could be in your shelf for a year. If you're healthy, you don't cut yourself, 2 years. 5 years. You buy a big box of band-aids, and you know, you have little kids around, it goes in within 5 weeks. But if they're grown-ups, it can take 5 years. So therefore, it's a mocham. I'm saying, no, I don't care. Let me 5 years. What do I care? Let me 5 years. It's meant by the proprietor. He sells it to you. Use it whenever you want. So that's, again, the issue when it comes to these band-aids. That's the question. But here comes another idea, which I think is very, very important, which we quoted from earlier sources. We're quoting now from a very impeccable source, one of the Gedolei Hador Mamish, the Rainer of Nissen Karelitz, a nephew of the Chazon Ish, whose name is also Karelitz. And he quotes, they actually heard from his mouth, They want to hear. They want to hear what he said. It says this tab is not ha'ein lo shem hadboko klal. V'ein zu ala hanocha bi'alma menas lishmor al hadevik. As I just told you, to maintain its adhesive quality. How do you know? Why is it not called tefira? Shari'ein kan kavona le'acheid u'lechaber es anir ma'isplis. You're not trying to, that adhesion should be at one. To the contrary, it's supposed to come out easily and to be separable as soon as you want to use a band-aid. Come suga demek osiv often she'ef she'lehosim es anir be'kalut. Easy. L'chein l'staber she'ein zem begedem melechas tofer klau. K'en shemana me'agran karelet shlita. That's nothing. If he's right on both sides, the post-its are also both. Correct? You know what I mean by post-its? You guys have in your book, you know what I'm talking about? If he's right, it's nothing. Right? Am I same kind of, right? It's very weak. Am I correct? It's meant to be pulled over these. If he's right, the post. I don't like to be mad at the post-its myself. Because I'm afraid the guy might want to leave a post-it there until Mashiach comes. He found this gevaldige chiddush in the Mesilas Yesharim. Or in his, I don't know what is this. Secular book, whatever it is, and he wants to remember it forever. He puts a post-it in there. It could be forever. As opposed to here, it can never be forever. There's a little bit of a difference, so I'm not in diligence. Use paper clips if you need, the ultra way. Paper clip to remind you where Maramokum was, right? Fine. Das Agrishal Yashiv, lesser Bazaar. The Svirid Gamki Agavna Choshiv at Boko, the Esh Lesser Kaven Shainu Osul is Man Kotzer. So the Yashiv asks it. Yes, it doesn't like a Karel, it's a Svara. Doesn't answer it. Maybe he means, not as a man kotzer, maybe even the Levush would answer it, because the Levush is not there for a garment, it's not for that day, but it's he doesn't say, Eno Yoma, it's Eno Zman Kotzer. He knows the Rabbi Yashiv, every word counts. He says it's not for one day. Not for one day means it's not even Zman Kotzer. So if even the Levush was matter by the Kibbutz, which is not for one day, because a week, or 2 weeks, how long does it last? It could be 10 years. So that's Rabbi Yashiv's opinion of the Chumrah, so they can take a pick. I think Minig Yisrael is to be made on the Shara, if I'm not mistaken. That people have a cut, they open a band-aid, and that's what we assume is permissible, whether it's based on Rav Adis and Karela's Svara, or based upon the Mishnah Brewer with the Levush, it doesn't matter if it's going to be within a month, or it could be as many years, it's irrelevant. So it's the two reasons to be made. I think there's both reasons over here. And it's the Orem Mem Vav. If you want to look it up, it goes on from Shin Nun Zion over to Shin Nun Ches. Very important footnote. Then he goes further than that. In the next footnote, or a little later, talks about diapers. I brought it in, I still have them on my desk. I should have brought them in if I want, but it's the way I brought it before. Has everyone in this room ever seen a disposable diaper? Have you all seen it in your life sometimes? You know what it looks like, okay? He's with the same svaras over here. He wants to know, as far as taking it off the tab, it's exactly the same as the as a band-aid, yesh matirim yesh osim. I think the minhag Yisrael is to be makom. Okay? Putting it on, putting the bandage on the thing itself. We did it, we experimented, and it comes on and off rather easily. And he puts it over here. Had bokazu asuya v'ofen shenita l'post v'olav zol sogra. Kein kaftor. It's like a button. It's like a button. Okay, that's Rabbi Miposkis Manenim. This is Rabbi Nissen Karelitz Svara. Who is he quoted from? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz. It's like a button. Who disagrees? Rabbi Yoshin. It's all the same argument. Follow what I'm saying? Basically, the same argument which we have when it comes to the band-aid is with respect to the disposable diaper as well. Okay, fine. Good. Now, Bosai, we start the Maramakums. The first Maramakum today was a Maharsha. A Maharsha. This called Maharsha. Before we open to the Maharsha, I want to show you back a Bir Alach, which we spoke about a significant amount of time ago, but it's time to review it. Here in Siman Shin Mem, please turn. Shin Mem Sif Yud Dalad Dibra Maskel below. Okay, everyone have the right place? Below. He's on, I don't know the same page as I have, a very long piece. I'm going to read you one small parenthesis. That's as follows. Let's take it from the beginning. So he quotes the Rambam. the Mechaber is going to Rambam. If you're mafrid, mefarak ne'oros tevukim, or tevukim v'lo neskav on the kalka v'lvad, told us korea v'chayim. Says it bi'olacha v'lo. Loshon the Rambam. Right? That Rambam is on the Mamakomas as well, even though you really didn't need it for the Mechaber. I want you to see the Kesem Mishnah, so we'll come to that soon. So he says, umashma b'riudaito. Hoda v'inan v'gemara korea v'nas lippur, should be lavach yavim mekalkel. Ala mechaber tzarech ezed dvar tikkun. I feel the mechaber shalonas lippur chayiv. That's what Rama put poser beis atzaver v'shavas in hilchos koredine korea. Even though it's shalonas lippur, the metaket v'kriyos has a begin. Lepele ala beis yosef and shinyud zayin. Who writes the devil portion? The poser beis atzaver. Why is it not korea? Because it's korea shalonas lippur. But he himself in Shemem quotes the Rambam that Korea has attacked its chayiv. So there's a steer in Rabbi Yosef Karo. What a great kash. We had a question before. Shin Mem should be Sinu Zayin, which we resolved three different ways. Now we have another steer, not between the Mechaber. That was a steer in the Ramah. One place he was silent, one place he was making. Here, a steer in Rabbi Yosef Karo. In Beis Yosef, he says, Beis Poseh, Beis Atzavar, is obviously not Korea, but not Manas Lippur. And he himself writes in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem, like the Rambam, Korea Manas Atak and Ischayim, which is enough for the Gemara, Shabbos Kofayim at Beis. Rabbi Bose said, take a look at the Gemara. Let's always see the Gemara, it's always important to see. There's a Chazara from the very beginning. Kofayim at Beis. The Gemara, the Mishnah, HaKorea B'chamoso V'Ameso, okay? The Gemara starts to say, "V'chol makakel in p'turim." Frank the Gemara, "Remina korea b'chamosel ve'evlo v'ameso chayiv." Lo kasha. From the meis day, the meis alma. Okay, this is one answer. Another answer. Without going into all the pratim right now, the Gemara says, "Harav Yehuda, Rab Shimon." Towards the end, the melacha shen etzricha legufa. Okay, that's a whole discussion over here. So it's a matakein kovad nakas ruach liyitzro. Some say that's not a direct, that's Rambam says it's not a taka, the Mirube Emsa and Chebese. That's the fifth wide line over here. I'm just giving you a very brief summary of the Gemara Kuf Hamid Beis. Says the Halig of Biolach. Hamid Beis, Korea Bechamasa Meso, Hamut Lalo, brackets. Came Osna Amur Beparsha, Ovivil Imo Beno, Viesh Vahem, Shaosu Limparachakach. Why did he say that in the brackets? Because he's asking a kasha on himself. Maybe it's Amanas Lippur. He gripped it and he'll sew it up. No. For a father and a mother, we're not looking at Hilchos Avelus now, but for a father and a mother, you're not permitted to sew it up. So he's knocking out that teretz. There were those who say, no, that is the teretz. Avnei Nezer. That is the teretz. He'll sew it up. Ah, you can't sew it up completely. All right. You'll have to sew it up a little bit. I'm not going to Hilchos Avelus now. It's what's called, you can't be Ma'ache. Ma'ache is a complete sewing up. But you can do it, it's called sholel. Sholel is, you know, basting stitches. So therefore, that's good enough. That's my stopping off point for right now. We spoke about it at great length at the very beginning. Is this called amanas? You're not making it any better. If a carrot, if you sholel, it's worse. It's inferior. So if you do it in an inferior way, is that considered amanas or not amanas? Let's take a look at both saying tosis of tzadi dal and amanal. Take a look. Tosis, the big Tosis. Sadi Dalad Amanal. Talk about the various Amanas. Okay. And how do you define Amanas? What's Amanas? How do you define? What is Amanas? So, you look in the halfway on the Tosis of Shimon Poder. There's a Svara B'Kivega there. There's a little bit of a signpost. You know, with a little circle indicating B'Kivega. Everyone see that? You have that in your... Elek Kigon Shesoser Amanas Litakein Yoser Imashahaya B'Tchila Kigon Shabinyan Ha'achron Tov and Arishin Kidemucha B'Shmaitin V'Chosal Aner. Okay? V'Chein Korea Al-Meso Oshov Kalen, the Rimash Base. Again, it's a whole story. The Kitta Nimitz, he says over here in this one liner, it has to be Almanat to make it better. Frankly, Mickey Vega, it's against the Tosis, on the Flamin Aleph, Amen Bates, Misosa. Let's take a look. Rav Kiveges Kasha. If you turn back, this is on the Makoros way, look, the very beginning. Lamed Aleph and Beis. Refresh our memories. Lamed Aleph and Beis, Rav Osa. Give a look back there. What does it say in Tosis? Come on, look, look, look. Lamed Aleph and Beis in Tosis. Read the words very carefully. Misosa Amas Livus Mumkom. Okay? Rav Shimon told that, I feel the Misosa Amas Livus Mumkom. The welcome Shayadei Stir Yesh Tikun. Whoa, Sean, what's a hole? What did you just say? Not just that it's better than it was before. It's better than there was nothing there at all. Kagon, where's that happen? Sila shetzorach lahavavo. You have a wick, and you know, when you grew up in your parents' home, does your father light the candles to blow them out before Shabbos? Who's seen that? My father always, every Friday, he lit the candles and blew them out. Why? Who knows why?
Easier to light.
I'm scared of matches. I don't do it. My wife does it very well without me. She manages. But my father was a better husband than I, and so there's respect. And he, every week, he did exactly this. Because it's better having been singed than it was even from history. Wow. Again, look at the Lashon HaTosis. Ishtikim ben Yenachman, Yosem Yishalahoya ben Yerisham Eolam, Kagon, Bipsila, Shetorach Lahavava. Now, when it comes to a construction project, is it hard to imagine? Maybe not. Maybe if you knock things down, you dig under the ground, there's a foundation there, maybe it's called Sosa in some way, which is better than if it was just there from flat ground from Adam Rishenstein. Okay, that's... So wait a minute. So you get the impression clearly from Tosis over here, Lama Alpha Bay. It has to be better than it was before. Where Tosis over here seems to say, oh, so far, hold on. Let's go back, let's go right. Right. Vim Tomar, Lama Alpha Bay. The Rav Shimon, HaMechaber, HaSosin, Bishlam, HaMechaber, Mishkach, HaSlat, the Metakin, Tidah, Perish, Gon, Lass, Bukhani. Singing. Ela soser lo mashkacha shemitake and vestirizu yosem ishlohoya bonus shameyolim. It's impossible. If you dig a foundation, it's called bonus, not called soser. So why you have it under Shimon Evan? Yeshlom. The kulim in Mishkan yafinilah. The lohoya kibim in Mishkan kiyim as bechamin. Ulachila mechayram Shimon el bichya gavna, where it's better now than it ever was. Avos soser ashkan in Mishkan she'ein mitake and vestirizu. Yosim ishlohoya bonus shameyolim. It's possible. Ulahachi mechayim shama fili Rav Shimon. So the steer is now, here it says in Laman Alpha and Beis, Yechayim, even if it's not better than before. Whereas here in Achzadi Dalit it says, you only chayim if it's better than before. How do you reconcile the steer? That's why I see it in the Marsha. The Marsha talks about this. Turn to the Marsha. Achzadi Dalit. Please look inside Marsha. Sadi Dal. Here we go. The Eish Lion was there. Tosa Tadi Dal says, when are you chayim and soser? Masa takin yosim v'mashem v'tchilim. V'sosa masa livnos mamish l'chora i'yalak v'mishkan ho'ashkan v'mishkan v'sosa v'lohoya v'binyan akhman tov yosim erishin. Come on, come on, v'mishkan. Okay, God, the Kosovo, I told you to pray for the Lincoln. We just saw it. The Mishkan Lohayim, the second, the steer is the Yosef, the Shalaya Bona Shamiyol. The Mishkan Lohayim, the Shalaya Bona Shamiyol. The Mishkan Lohayim, the Shalaya Bona Shamiyol. Hanukkah comes to Mishkan. Steer. That's a bad pun. A contradiction. The Yesh Liash, the Riyat Tarsis. The Hoch of Adai, may I come as a Mishkan Lohayim and Kum. Shlok Amina, lay me a loch of the Shabbos, Alani, my say a Mishkan. We don't learn from the constant taking apart and putting together. No, only from the original construction. That's what it was, Melechus Machshavus, it's found, right? V'sosa amas livnos tumid de mechaba amas lahavir shoye mechaba amas shiye v'binyan ha'achren yose tov and erishin kol nasis pechomin l'melechus ha'mishkin shiose tov and tov and pechomin milo haya eitz lo nisof klal v'zesh etliktikul l'shanas pirushim v'nodu v'atoyis t'hokam yimash ha'pirushim v'peru v'aligim v'vadai v'stira. I after Lashkuchi Shemitakin Bistira Yothim Machalohoya Bonishome Olam, as Hosted back on the Flamel Alpha Bays, Abel Hachmilsa, after Lashkuchi, the soul Shomas Livnos Mamish, Shebinian Akron, Yosef Tov, Meharish. So the Binyan Akron could be greater than the Rishon. That's possible, but it's not greater in terms of opportunity to build it than if it was not built at all. A very subtle distinction found over here in the Marashah. So that's quite a remarkable din in Marashah. Okay, so the post can talk about it. I want to discuss it a little bit with you, not the greatest length, but a little bit. So, if you look in certain Svarim, they want to answer the Sira of the Marashah as follows. That when you move the Mishkan from place A to place B, by definition it's considered to be an improvement. You know why? Because Hashem said it belongs in place B. That itself, okay, what's going on? The same building, same construction. But Hashem said move it from here to there, that may itself be considered to be an improvement. That's another way out of this possible sphere. Just mentioning to you in passing. Now, we mentioned a minute ago that the Rambam quotes Poseh Beis HaTzavah and Hilchos Koreah. Okay? Koreah. And the question becomes, why not Maka B'Patish? That's the question. Now, let's take a look in the Bir Halacha over here. In Simon Shin Yud Dalet, V'chayev, the second V'chayev, it's on the next page that we left off. V'chayev. Watch this. I'm Ashkasavna Lamal Vashidas Rashi. Rashi said, Rabbi Osai, Yechayev Shemaka V'Patish. Why? The Hecha Dat Tikul Nasa Techev V'Shasa Pula. Ain't the Bechal Korea, Rak Bashem Tikun Mona, do Maka Bapatish, as Rashi said in Afem Ches. Ubavayam Yenenu, Gam Kain Hochiyu, Tikun Mona. I the Ramba. He'll also agree, Tikun Mona. I Reposeh, where he said Tzava, he says Korea. He put it in Nilchus Korea. Right? Ramba put Poseh, where he said Tzava, in Hilchus Korea. We saw that a minute ago, right? If you remember the Tosfos, the Velcha below, Ubahachi Nicha Dehitnas Haraman Deposeh Bezatzava B'Shabbos Gamkei Bechal Dine Korea. Why not Maka B'Patish? Look at the last line in Velcha. Last line in B'Chayim. Ubahseh Bezatzava Svilei Da'adayin Ein Zeh Gmar Malacha. Whoa! He went out on a limb, did the B'Halacha. But you know what? He was Mechavim to the Maser Rokeach. One of the classical Sram of the Rambam. The Master of Kech writes, if you punch a hole through a rectangular garment to put your neck in, you're not done. You know why? It didn't yet make the hem. Of course, the Yeshivishkan has its limits. Even if you're punching a hole through it, you got to make a hem. My tzitzis, not about yours. As Yeshivish as they may be, they have a hem. Since you didn't make the hem yet, so therefore, we're not going to say, well, you finished it. If you finished it, it cannot be a Korea. Remember that's the part of the Bilo. It has to be negative and the final positive later on. He extends that. Even if it's missing a little bit of the final positive later on, you can still call it Korea. He's Mechavin on his own to the Maser Rokeach. You're missing the hem. Nu, what will Rashi say? Come on. You think you can't use it without a hem? Give me a Shivish. You have no hem. You they get the talus cut in some yeshivish and chassidish factories. They have no hems. It is yeshivish. So you could use it that way. So they say it doesn't consider to be missing anything. And they have to destroy it before it's already makom b'patish already now. Fine. Good. And now the question about the toilet paper. So I talked about yesterday. Sorry to bring up such a topic, but it's important. So some of the Sfarim want to know, maybe we should say there's no Easter of Korea. According to the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because it's the soul of the main yisod, Rabosai. The main yisod, he wants to know why, according to Rashi, Poseh ben Tzav as Makal Pasha not Korea. So the simple answer is now I'm not slipper. Oh, he rejects that. He's forcefully. I'm in line 5 of this same page. Just moved up to the 5th line. It's page Kuf Tzad again with my print. The last page, if you don't have my print, it's okay, the last, I tell you. It's, if you have the words V'chayov, go up X number of lines and say V'nirli Sarasohu. Again, if you have my edition, it's the 5th line on this last page in Simon Shin. Actually, it's on Shimon Malik, if you look at my, that's what they're showing up. You have the same page as I have? It's Kuf Tzad Gimel, in my pages, okay? Line 5. V'nirli Sarasohu. V'lo shayach shem korea ki yim shu mekalkel pesapula. El shu mechavein bishvilei the tikkun afterwards. Ukein shem mishkan. She uriah shenafla b'darna korin b'vetofen osa. For you have to rip. In order to sew, you have to first rip it. Shakriya mekalkel as a sayuriah b'yoseh. El shay de ze yucha l'chakach l'tofra. You have to rip it more, so you have to sew it up properly. U'michlau ze korea b'chamaso v'ameso. Shakriya mekalkel as a begin. It's a positive result. Korea is a negative malacha. It has to be that way. That's makom pash. Why? Because it's quoted b'chana machna together with ain nosin muchin l'toch hakar. Shouldn't put feathers into the pillow. That's certainly makom patash. Here too. That's Pshat Rashi. As the Shulchan Aruch says that way. Sorry, there's no steer to Siv Zeh. Why? Because there it's a positive. It's not called Korea. And here it's a negative. It's a kilkel, and then which has other advantages. It's not no Ptur Mekalkel. It could be over Mishum Easter of Korea Rabosai Meridik. Okay, this is a spam. We already had this yesterday a little bit. We have it again today. So I'm asking a Shaila. The person rips the toilet paper. Is that Korea? Where's the negativity? We need some kind of negativity to be Chai Mishum Korea. So there are those who say no? No? To the contrary. What'd you do? You took a long roll. Unwieldy, hard to use, and you ripped off a little piece. Oh, that's usable for toilet paper. So therefore, you cannot call it Korea. Others disagree. It's b'mchila. Toilet paper is a kli. That's like a carried away over here. But Serbe said, "Tzav, he now made himself a shirt, a t-shirt, right? He puts his hand into the t-shirt. That's a kli. It's a kli. It can't be Korea. It's just a piece of paper using this for an instant to." The Kaneach Mo, that's not considered, it can be considered Korea. Now, we've already spoke about our paper, so there's Sfarma, right? Our paper is not made from one sheet. It's made from, it's pulverized and put together. Even the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe will agree is a Chiyuv of Korea in our paper. The problem, of course, becomes, are you really sure? Look back what we saw yesterday. And Simon Shin Yud Dalet Sivches. We're reviewing it again. We always like to review time and time and time again. Shin Yud Dalet Sivches. Again, in parentheses. These parenthetical comments are very, very striking. We had one already today in Shin Mem. Now in Shin Yud Dalet. Watch this. We already saw it yesterday. Line 12, I would say, on this page, Kuf Kaf Aleph. The Ein Shayach Lesser Machmas Korea Gufa Duasim Ad Rabbanan Afir Mishloach Mas Lippur. Then Shayach Shane's out of the Kriyas HaBegad, the Shayach Bo Korea Manas Lifa. Lucky God's Rabbon and Afil Bo Manas Lifa. Manshek and Bezer. This is you're ripping something which is not Shayach to sew it up. Rabbosai, when you rip toilet paper, it's not Shayach to sew it up. It's impossible. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put the toilet paper back together again. Okay? They can't do it. So therefore, if it's not Shayach, he says, there's no Yisra of Korea. That's the suggestion which is made over here. Not Shayach. Okay. So the question, of course, becomes over here in Simon Shin Mem. Let's take a look in Sifkotin Mem Aleph. We got to always, put them all together. Shin Mem, Sifkotin Mem Aleph, and Mishnah Brura. What does it say? Ein Koron Aniyah B'Pnei Shukah B'Takan Kli. Okay. B'Takan Kli. In Korea Aniyah L'Kroim. Der Kanech hat sagt nur behen, all the shy is a tashmish, Chaimish in Korea, should Korea must attack him. And there was also with, they just rip a whole bunch of paper before Shabbos to use for the few. He does it on Shabbos, he keeps ripping. Rips things big, big pieces and small. Then he's attacking both sides, if you will. That was what we saw yesterday in the Shpilla, the Shnayim Kroy. He's attacking both sides. Tzichai Mishum Korea. You take a look in the Shara Tzion. It's a Kot Ayin Hey. Okay. Quotes from the Tiferes Yisrael. Upashut. Tzimash Kassad, the Be'alocha, Sifu Dalet. The Chol Korea Bishul Eza Tikun is Chayev. You don't need Almanas Litpor. But the question is, Adarabba, but it's immediately a Tikun. He said before, we just read it, if it's an immediate Tikun, then why is it considered to be in the category of Korea? Isn't it a contradiction? Isn't it a contradiction? He quotes from Tiferes Yisroel. If you look there, he says, no, it's Mishum Metak and Mon. He doesn't say Mishum Korea. Even the Maramokam is problematic. It's a problem. I'm not trying to answer all these various theories over here. Not so simple. Not so simple. Okay. Don't know. All right. And you follow my questions. If this is an immediate tikkun, that's a strat over here. So why yichai mishum korea? Here he said, he'll say poshut. Here he said pshat and Rashi. Rashi also says so. It cannot be an immediate tikkun. But the Rambam will disagree. And he's passing at the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. That must be the answer. Otherwise, there's a contradiction within the Mishnah B'Alach himself. Mishnah Brewer here, immediate Tikkun is still Korea. Here he's saying it's not. He's saying Pshat and Rashi. He's saying Pshat and the Mechabah, look at the Rambam. That'll be the answer to this apparent theory within the Haley words of the Chabad Chaim. So now I both say, I brought you another Sefer. I brought it to you last time in my home, my big edition. I found we have a base membership in it. I discovered a small edition. Remember I had it last time, it was this big. This big. Torah Samalach. So it was Mechavah spent Shabbos at my house. So I am very fond of him. Right? And he was trying to raise money for his beautiful work. And thank God, it keeps coming out. I just discovered today, to my shock and surprise, Dal, I think I even have Hay. I suddenly saw Ches. I think he skipped Rav and Zion. I haven't seen him anywhere. But he'll come back to it. That's relevant because in Ches is about Mechadeh, which is our next Malacha. So luckily he has. We have to hope he comes out quickly with more. Okay. So this is a beautiful Sefer. I'm going to read to you from his opening to Malacha's Korea. We're going to look it up later on. Feel free. I'll leave it there for you in Spanish. You can look at it. Korea begins in this beautiful volume on page Kuf Samach Dalet. So it begins. Korea ends. Whoa. It's in the Reish Chavav. Whoa. Not going to be everything, obviously. But we have a lot of highlights. This is the same which had the picture of the ties, remember? We like the saber very much. Beautiful saber. Let me tell you what he says. Rabbo says the problem with Rashi. Rashi. I showed the problem with Rashi, which is the Achronim. We'll start the Rashi, Rabbo said, Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph. Rabbo said, please start the Rashi, Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph. Please look inside with me. Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph. What does it say in Rashi? Almanas Litfo, the second wide line. Pamisha Nekev Ogul, Ben Yochel Litofa Yof Elam Kane, Koro can refer us to Gemara. Abel Koresh, Lo Litfar, Lo Eme Mishkin. We call that a local Ptur. I both say a local Ptur means it's unique to Melechus Korea. It's a local Ptur. Okay, fine. There's a contradiction to a Rashi, I both say. Anaf Lam and Aleph on the days. Take a look at both Lam and Aleph and the days and Rashi. What Rashi say over here? Lam and Aleph and the days. Look inside, please. Why is there a din that Korei Alman and Shalom and Aleph Litfar is Patur? Rabbeinu say, look inside. Rashi says, salts. Oh. Ulahachi Tanan. It's the Rashi about 10 narrow lines up. Ulochi Tanan, Hakore Amanaz Litbor, Vichain Mocha, Moche Amanaz Lichto, to Kulam Sos in Inu. Okay? And what's wrong with that? What is the exemption? What is the exemption? Why exempt? Look a little bit earlier. Where it's as follows. He says as follows. He says, what's the patur? Kol mekalkel de shabbos avi patur. Lavayim alechus machsheves. Look at that. It's not a local patur of Osai. It's a general patur. A patur of all 39 malachas. It's not malechus machsheves. It's mekalkel. It's stira geluya and Rashi. Rashi in Lamed Aleph is a general patur. Rashi on Ayin Hey has a local patur. Which one is it? The kasha which the Mefarshim asked. Stira and Rashi. Yeah, everyone understand the stira before I go. Everyone understand the stira? Before I give you the test, you know what the kasha is. This is the stira and Rashi. So, Rabbi Osai, we have to analyze this stira. It's a serious problem. Serious problem. Watch this. This question is asked most directly by the Achiezer. Quotes from the Achiezer. And the answer he gives is as follows. I'll give you a glimpse of the answer back at the Bir Halach. Here we are in Shin Mem, Sif Yud Dalad, Velo. We've been there before. Please look inside. He quotes the Yesod, although not as an answer to this question, from the Halakha Chayyim. He doesn't like it, but the Yesod is there. Take a look. Barisi Benishmas Adam. I'm on page 384 in my edition. The last one in the fifth wide line is very easy. If you have my edition, you'll see it right away. If you don't, it's halfway through below. The din zeh, the mefarad miyoros, v'chein b'chol korei amanas atakeh, but shnah amanas lidbar, zeh dafke nisbar de malacha shen etzvichu legul fachayv, av nisbar de potur, akor chakupin and korei amanas lidbar mamish. Beautiful. That's the answer to Rashi that Achiezer gives. The steer into Rashi's. Is there a din of Korea Manas attacking as a local din? Abanas Litvor as a local din? Only according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not. So here in that Laman Aleph, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The only Torah might be Mekalkel. Whereas in that Ayin Hey, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon is a local din. This is exactly the Nishmas Adam's territory with different kasha. Achiezer uses that same yisod to answer the stira in Rashi. Stira in Rashi. However, the Bialacha doesn't like it. He thinks you have to have amanas. You never have to have amanas litvo. Not Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't like the whole thing. So now to have amanas attacking. He has rights. What do you do with all these rights? So let me read you something fascinating. Something fascinating, which we're going to see time and time again. In the recent Pesukim of Shlita, the Rosh Yeshivas have this Yisod. Watch this. He quotes over here on page, this is on page Reish Kuf Samach Dalet, where he has it, he quotes from Chaim Oizer, Achiezer. But over here he has on the, where is it? Next page, Kuf Samach Hey, from Hagoyin of David Cohen Shlita. That's the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. Tremendous goyim. Kuntris Melechus Machshevus. I answer the steer in Rashi. Look what he says. Rashi 9 Gimel, you need the Mishkan. All he means, I mean, it's a little reading in a little bit. The way we had it, let's be honest. We have to be honest. Open the Ayin Gimel to Ayin Gimel one more time, to the Mishkan. Read the Rashi one more time. Ayin Gimel, what did Rashi say? And the second. The third wide line, Abel Korea Shalo Litpar Lo Havi B'Mishka. On a simple level, it means it has to be last Litpar. There's no choice. Pushing it in. It says, no, it's not what it means. What does it really mean? I'm reading it with his words. L'meimar Debeina Kriya Shal Stira. That word that the Bialocha had Pshat and Rashi, where Rashi held that Oseh Beis Hatzav is Makab Patash and not Korea. That's what Rashi meant here. Can you imagine that? That's what Rashi meant over here. Korea Shlolitbar, which means what? Where's a positive phenomenon immediately that wasn't in the Mishnah. Has to be a negative leading to a positive. That's how he reads the words. Wow. Again, they're in Kriya Shal Stira, She Kriya Shal Yeshua, Begadim Makara, Alamanas Litbar. Ulamai Kriya, Shena Shal Stira, for example, Poseach Besat Savar, where the Kriya is Nitchok Mebegad. But doesn't mean to say, has to be Davka Alamanas Litbar, and not any other Kriya. No. That's Makaka Blachas Machshevs. If Makaka would be Chayef, even in the Mishkan, it's Korea Manas Litbar, you can't learn from there that Korea Shemakakla Shalom Manas Litbar would not Chayef. We learn from the Mishkan, has to be Tzorach HaMalach, what's the Tzorach of the Mishkan? Whatever you learn from the Mishkan, right, as far as the definition of the Malacha, should be a negative Malacha. A Malacha Shalstira, below Korea Shaltikun, which is the Yisod of the Malacha of Yirashi. And not from Ches. But if Makaka would be Chayef, so then you would be Chayef in a Kriya Shel Stira, even if it's not Manas Litbar. Makaka Patazah, Nimshel if he's at, to be Rashi with Masnis Nan Gimel, Daf Laman Alv Enem Sotrim, El Adraba, Mashlim and Zazet, this is a brilliant Yeshiva Yashir, Rabbi David Cohen, the Chevron Rosh Yeshiva. The Kalabi Agdora, Samalocha, the Be'in and Kriya Shel Stira, Afina mi Mishkan, the Alechas Korei Kriya Shel Stira Nat Tikkun, which is the Bialach is the soul which is so befair, you just read it before. In and she amanas litbar, tem Alechas Tataka Shel Tikkun, the Afina Rakmidina de Chalamakal de Peturin, Ad Kan. So the two Rashis are complement one another. Complement one another. Remarkable. This is what he says. A very beautiful shot, which is quoted over here again on page Kuf Samache. Quite a remarkable idea. Now, beautiful. Therefore, Korea Bechamoso and Almeso is not a Mekalka, because you accomplish your instilling fear into the hearts of your children, or you fulfill the mitzvah of Korea for someone who died. And you chayiv the quarter of Shimon. That's how the Ritva says in that Kufei. It's not a Tzricha Legufa. Quote Rashi, there's the Ritva, no. You know, Manas Litvah, Mamish. Other than that, it's only Makom Patash. That's what he learns from Shana Rashi. However, Rav Osai, not necessarily the case. He quotes a nephew of Chazon Ish, called Chidushin Rebiurin, that even that which the Ramban and the Ritva and Maka say, that according to Rashi, Poseh Meis Hatzav and Nal Chayim Shem Korea, even that means this is so. After the Kavanosam, the Kriya, she be'atzma tikkun, ena maleches korea, she korma mafsna masatake, av a Kriya shal hefstin, she be'atzma tikkun, kamo korea meso shechayav lekroa, shat b'chayavin aleam. So he's saying that Rashi, that even the rich folks seem to say that according to Rashi, they were not slit for dafka, even he didn't mean it. He also meant this is so to be Allah. Wow. So this is... That's amazing. That's quite a remarkable citation over here. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osei, we take it one step further. You may remember that at the very beginning of the year, I read to you a stipula, the Kilus Yaakov. Kilus Yaakov was trying to answer the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger on Daf Ayin Gimel Lebeis. Akiva Eger seemed to say you need Dafka Korea Manas Lippur, and the Gemara Beferish and Kufay you don't. Says a stipula like this. Anytime you want to fix up the item, it must be Amanas Litbar Dafka. He's still a purist. However, there can be a malacha on Shabbos, which he calls, that's the word he used, a funny word, Achila. Not Achila. Achila. It means it's not the Cheftza that it creates the malacha, but it's the Pu'ula. What's the litmus test? Well, what if I have it already? On both sides, if I want to make a chefza, I have it already. Why should I bother doing it? I have it already. Let's say someone's in Avelis. You know what I'll do for him? I'll bring him a ripped garment. Here, my dear friend, it's every taught to rip through the hem. Here. Would it be yours? Yes or no? Chas v'shalom. He wants to show his kid how Popeye, he's so tough. Don't mess with me, kids. I'm strong as can be. Reaches into his drawer and pulls out a ripped garment. Oh, daddy's macho. Proves nothing. You're ripping. So it's the act of ripping that proves that he's a tough dude, right? Not that he brings that ripped garment from the drawer. So the stipler said, that's called a malach of achila, he says. The word achila is obviously just a metaphor. This is the action itself. Someone who, I don't want to get achila too graphic, the examples I want to get. But it's the action that counts, not the result in cheftza. So therefore, the stipler wants to say, you need amanas litpur v'dafka. Whenever you're looking for an object, but in a unique case, you're not looking for any object, you're just looking for a particular action. An action? Obviously, that's not to be amanas litpur. That's the stipler's teretz from before. So he quotes a remarkable exchange between Gedolim, Rabosai, two Gedolim of Bayit V'gad. Who's ever been in Bayit V'gad? Mishalai? Have you been in Bayit V'gad? Two Gedolim of both. I take it back. No, one lives in Bayit V'gad, as the Rebbe of the Nir Yeshiva, and one lives in Har Nof. I may have told you the story once before. We'll start with the Har Nof rabbi, named the Binyan Shabbos. Ever tell you my story with Binyan Shabbos? No? When I learned Shabbos years ago, so it was a great sefer called Binyan Shabbos. His name is Rav Chanan Rav Yaakov HaKohen. His name is Rav Cohen. He's the son-in-law of a Ganawa, an American, from Seattle. That's that family. That's his family. So, I use the sefer a lot. I was davening in a shul in Har Nof, and they called up Chanan Ben Yaakov HaKohen. I was there for Minchan HaShav in the afternoon. And they called me up for Levi. Someone knew, I don't know who identified me as a Levi. I didn't know who they even knew. So I'm standing next to him and I said, Slicha, Atah Binyan Shabbos? Looks me. How do you know? I said, I use his svarim. I recognize the name from the shower block. Very nice man. He looked at Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He found he was a Yosef at a very young age. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was Makarim very much. He was very close to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He's the first one to print Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's letter to the Chazon Ish. We got it called Binyan Shabbos. It's all about Binyan. But he has a little bit about these things as well. He has a Korea also. So he has a Kasha against the stipler. Kasha. The Binyan Shabbos has a kasha against the stipler. I'll tell you in a minute who answered the kasha. This it can be found on page Kuf Samaches. What does kasha against the stipler? I'll read it to you. Hare hach dino de korea bechamoso toloi b'machlokas Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. The boss says go back again to Kuf Hamed Beis to see it. Please, inside, I see it inside. Kuf Hamed Beis. Kuf Hey Omud Beis. What does it say? Please look inside. Kuf Hey Omud Beis. Chamoso, Chamoso, Namelo Kasha, Horab Yudah, Rab Shimon. What does that mean? Rab Yudah, Mamelocha, Shin, and Tzvich, Lugufa, and the last few narrow lines. Chayav Aleh, Rab Shimon says, and Tzvich, Lugufa, Potter Aleh. Frek the Binyan Shabbos like this. I'll read you his words. This is you saw the Gemara. What's his machloek? It's Rudolf Shimon. What's called the Matakin? Rabbi Shimon said the tikkun tzor she tikkun yeh dafka beguf ha-begad ha-nikra. Rabbi Yudah says no. Tikkun the yosem mi'alma nami choshev tikkun. That's the whole machloek. It's tzor leguf. There's some kind of tikkun on the outside. So kareh b'chamoso. Even though you rip the garment, it's ruined. Doesn't matter. It's a tikkun. What's a tikkun? Your kids are scared of you now. Fine. Very nice. Fine. Good. Everyone understands. Fine. So what do you see from here, Abosai? The Korea b'chamaso, ha de sov Rabbi Yehuda da b'tikun, ein ze mishum she tzorech es etzem akriya. V'lo matzina shav Yehuda yichayev t'nai ze. El atama hu, v'shem do is le to'elas tzadis, ade akriya, shem ekshake chamaso. Is that against the stipler? The stipler said, the reason you're chayav in this case, even though it's not an amanas litpor, is because it's an achila. That's the kasha he has. He has another kasha. So he has the kasha. But it's a beautiful teretz. Beautiful teretz. Who gives the teretz? Sefer Shalmei Nisan. I have it in my house. Who knows who Shalmei Nisan is? Rav Nissen Kaplan. Ever hear that name? He's a Rebbe in the Mir Yeshiva. Oh, he speaks perfectly, almost perfect English. Almost. His father's American, if I'm not mistaken. He grew up in Eretz Yisrael, but he was very close to Rav Neuvert. Very close to Rav Neuvert. He's a Beit Pagani. And he's very close. We've had many interactions over the years. Wonderful, wonderful. He came to my daughter's L'chaim in Yerushalayim. He was my son-in-law. We have connections going back a long time. But I love him. It's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he comes around from the Mir Yeshiva. If you ever hear him, can your neighbor make sure to go hear him. And tell him you learned Shalmei Nisan, Perek Ha'orek, Simen Yud. He quotes the Kasha, the Binyan Shabbos. All the Yerushalayim. Well, you know. No, it's no Kasha at all. Goes back to our fundamental point. I tell you, the first day of the year, whenever there's a din, you have to know, is it a general din or is it a local din? That's the number one rule in Shabbos. We just had it a few minutes ago. Is it general? Does it steer in Rashi? Is it general or is it local? Look what he says so beautifully. Listen to it. I'm reading to you what he says. There are two problems, Rebbe Lo. Number one, the local din, Shem Alacha. Two, Shem Atakin, not a Makalkel. Right? So far, so good? The stipler says, every Korea, which is Melechas HaMekalkalim, Vastira, Iketanai Lachshiva L'Shem Melecha Amras Dipra. Dafka. He doesn't give for these psharas of the Chedushim of Biurim, and we saw before that kind of a pshara. That's what Rashi meant here, that's what Rashi meant there. No, he's a purist. He's still sticking with the Amras Dipra literally. Fine? Because Shlohavi Amras Litbar, literally, Potter. Even if you're not a Makalkin. Why? The Ains is Shem Melechas Korea Shechiva La Torah. Sure. It's a local day. Uveze Mechale Shechiva Siakha Pistaipala. The Kosher wrote as Ensem Akriya. Veni Melechas Astira. It's not because of the object, it's just for the action. Lekabar Tanai Shom Manas Litbar. Korea Chamasal Mesa. Merit the Kachidish, if you're fixing the Chefza, Hasya Manas Litbar Bedafka. But it's the action itself, that's a separate category, doesn't require Amanas Litbar, the local din doesn't apply. Says the Hele Gashami Nisan, okay, but it's still the general din. Im Nechshu the Makakal and Matakin, Ko B'Shar Malachas. That's the Gemara over here in Kufayim and Beis. Rabbi Yudos Tikkim and Atzad is called Matakin. Rabbi Shimonat, that's the word. It's a beautiful, beautiful answer. He mixed up two things with Chila, the Binyan Shabbos. The style is going on the local din, and the Gemara is going on the general din. Once with Midrash. You have to love the way our Gedolei, he's a young man. He's a future Gedolei Ador. Now this is Gedolei Torah. But they're beautiful back and forth between these Tamina Ha'am of Yerushalayim. It's a pleasure to be able to just cite them. This is on page Kuf Samach Tes. Okay, so just letting you know, it's all I have all this from in my house, but I was able to find it thanks to this Torah Samalach that gathers things all together. Beautiful, the beautiful text, beautiful text. Okay, Rabosai, as I go to the next topic for today, I'm running out of time, and that is as follows. Did the Mishnah Brura, did Rav Yosef Karo change his mind? Did he change his mind or not? We have this major issue over here. Let's go back to it again. We just saw it before. Shin Yudalid, Biolachat Velo, who seems to say that there's a problem in Shin Mem. He seems to have backed out from Shin Yud Zayin. Why? Because in Shin Mem, he does not require Amanas Litpar. It's clear. But in Beis Yosef, he said he never asked Litpar. So did he back out? Sounds like he's backed out. He changed his mind. So the Achronim say, how could he have changed his mind? How is that possible? In the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, take a look back. Look at Shulchan Aruch. You know, first he wrote the Beis Yosef, then he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, okay? But if he just taught in the Beis Yosef, okay, Mele. But in Shin Yud Zayin, he writes over here, Ein Pols and also Nichorosh, Dimitaken Mono. Mitaken Mono. That means what? It's not Korea. It's not Korea. No. So if it's not Korea, so therefore what does that mean? That means because what he said in Beis Yosef. Not a Manas Lipper. Isn't that what it means? Don't tell me he changed his mind from the Beis Yosef to the Shulchan Aruch. He's steering Shulchan Aruch itself. Here in Sif Gimel, he's implying it's not correct, presumably because what he said in Beis Yosef, not Manas Lipper. And here in Shin Men, by Befarak Oros Tavukim, he's not going to put it back together. So there's a steering Mechaber. That's the problem. Steering the Mechaber. So the answer is, Rabbi Osai, as follows. Oh, the answer is as follows. He changed his mind, as some say, from the fact that he required Amanas Lidpur B'dafi. But he still accepts the Svara that the B'Allah himself is over here. If it's an immediate tikkun, it's not called Korea. So whenever it's going to be Metakan Mada, by definition, it's not called Korea. Can't be. Metakan Mada is an immediate improvement, not just an improvement, a completion. And Korea is only if it's a negative thing. So he only backed out from one little point. If the Chiddush of his Biurim is right, he never backed out from anything. Because the Chiddush of Biurim, when he quoted that same ritual, that the Beis Yosef quotes, he never not split for, he doesn't take it literally. All he means is it's your soul. If it's immediate tikkun, it's not called Korea. That's the best shot, and then never backed out at all. Ever. Ever. But I want to share with you, even though it's a major big Chiddush, I don't know if it's even necessary to say it, a new teretz, which I saw in this beautiful sefer, I feel like I should tell it to you, to answer the so-called steer between Shin Yud Zayin and Shin Men. Fascinating answer, fascinating. You can look it up yourself. It goes up from page Kuf Ayin to Kuf Ayin Aleph. L'aniyas da'iti nirli yashin asa mechaber. His own answer, most of the sefer, 99% is a likud. Once in a while, he has this very original thought. This, I believe, is an original thought. I don't think anyone else said it but him. And I don't even think it's so necessary because we have other answers, but it's worth telling for yourself. He quotes Rabbi Osei Tshuvas Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aramba, who should know about his father's opinion, you would say. He gives a funny example. The example I'll show you, Rabbi Osei, just to see the example, to see over here, if you turn to Daf Ayin Hey, Rabbi Osei, Daf Ayin Hey, is it Ayin Hey? One second, no, maybe it's Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel on his base. I and Gimel of Advance. I'm just going to give you the Marmar Kremitz. The bottom tar is quoted Gemara. Ein Disha Ela Begidule Karka. The Malach of Dosh is only by Gidule Karka. The problem is Mefarek. What's Mefarek mean? Mefarek is included in Cholev. You look a cow. If it's told in the Dosh, how can it be? Ein Dosh Elabid Dule Kaka. That's the kash which Tosus raises. There are many answers. The Rambam gave an answer, some gave an answer, the Rambam said. Ein Dish Elabid Dule Kaka, that's only the Av Malach. But by Mefarak, which is the told of the Dosh, Yesh Tav Elabid Dule Kaka, Vishalobu Dule Kaka, Tosus Behem. Pilele Floyd. You would think a Talad is weaker than an Av. If the Av is part of the told of for sure. No! And you sort of a broad, I would say it can't be if it's from a later source. Rabbi Rambam's son. Said this is so. Quoted the Shvi Shabbos in his introduction. You should look it up if you have a chance. If that's the case, so our Shabbos guest, Rabbi Leitner, has his own original answer to this yourself. To this kash. Look what he says. And he's medayikin in the lashon of the Rambam. That's what I like about it. That's why I asked you to see the Rambam. We'll put the Rambam on the board, since we already have this thing over here. We'll get this. Not everyone has the Rambam. The Rambam we can put on the board easily. Where's Rambam? Rambam. Mishnah Torah Rambam. Hilchot Shabbos. Watch this. Rambam, no, where are you? Hakoreak le litfer shtei tfiras, al menas litfer shtei tfiras, chayev. With me so far? Watch. Avol hakoreak le hafsida potter. They shall be kalka. Woo! The general din. Right? The kalka. Fine. And he goes further. That's the right. He probably holds it's considered to be Korea because it's in Hilchos Korea. Okay? With me so far? Fine. Says he, when he, this is the Malach. Malach Yud Aleph. Hamad Dabed Niyoris told us Tofer. The Farak Niyoris is told us Korea. By the Av Malacha writes the Rambam, in Korea Manas Litbor. That's why he holds the Av Malacha, you're ripping a garment, that's in Shin Yud Zayin. Right? So the Mechaba is going to say, it's not a Manas Litbor. If it's not Chayim Mishum Korea, the Mechaba will say. Okay? Fine. The Tolda, he never said you need Av Manas Litbor or Lataka. Nothing. As long as it's not a mekalkel, you'd be chayiv. The Toldah is more chayiv than the Av, as Rabbi Roman and Rambam said. Of course, the Aruch HaShulchan says something along these lines. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, the Beis Yosef in Shin Yud Zayin, and the Kesef Mishnah says the what? The Mechabes, Rabbi Yosef Karo, in Korea, Manas Litbar, Dafne. Shin Mem, by the Toldo, he quotes the Rambam. It's an original text. I gotta admit, it's a very interesting original text. A fascinating text. Do you need it? Maybe not. But it's worth mentioning to you. And he suggests that the Aruch HaShulchan goes with that mouth. Let's open up the Aruch HaShulchan. Shulchan Rabbi Osai, there's something similar. Take a look. Okay, Rabbi Osai, have a look at Aruch HaShulchan and see what he has to say. Told us Korea, Rambam, the Farag Yod Zvukin, when it's carving the Kalk of Levad, it's told us Korea. Chai. Uva Korea Kosev Mikodem. Ha Korea Manas Litbor. Korea Hapsi Depot. Uva Pirk Niyoros Lo Kosev Loshem Zeh. Nira Li. Should the call Korea Ava Mekalka. Uva Korea Tzore Ha Manas Litbor. Ava Pirk Niyoros. Lo Becho Pirk Eish Kilko. Lachain Em Eino Mekalka. Len Tzore Ha Manas Litabek. Kimo Bematash En Tzore Ha Manas Likshol Shitoso. Rikitzer, he doesn't use the words Av and Toldah directly, but it's a similar distinction that the Torah Samalach said was similar enough to him that he quoted as being a sort of a proof to what he says. Oh. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, then why is Poseach Beis Hatzav Achai? According to this, it have to be because of what? Makab Patish. The Chazon Ish said so. It's in Hilchos Korea? Yeah, that's the Chazon Ish. Because it's an act of ripping. But he said it's Malachas Makab Apash. That's not the way my Rebbe would never tolerate that. He was such a big emphasis on where everything is in the Rambam. He felt that it has to be exactly the right place. Chazon Ish also knew how to learn. He also learned Rambam. He said, no, it's an act of ripping. He put it in Hilchos Korea, even though it's considered to be Makab Apash. Give a look in the Chazon Ish who says that explicitly. So maybe one can say such a thing. Perhaps. Fine. Once we're here, take a look back at Tzifi Zayin. HaTofer, watch this. Mm-hmm. Oh, Singeing the wicks. We call them the soul salmonas livnos and sorokane. We are tam should be arnu shot. Very nice. We are tam should be arnu shot. What's the tam should be arnu shot? What did he say over there? Well, only way to look is to look it up. We told you where to find it. Where did he tell you to find it? She didn't give up. Let's take a quick look. Come right back. Don't worry. I guess we'll get it on the tab. We'll tell me how to get it out of the tab. Oh. Okay, watch this. The Gemara saw on this of Komo. Otherwise not. We don't pass it like Emi says. The Rambam left it out. We're all passing the main street of the Gufas Potter. So Yechayev when? Pechomin. So Sol Salmanas Livnos Nami. Lo nechayev alim kein nitkan bastira abinyan yos demiyilo hoya kan stira v'dam is a lo yitzur li'olam. They never have it. Right? By mechaba we saw in Aflam and Aleph the only mechaba you created a new entity which even you know before it was plain wit, now it's a cinch wit. So how are you going to have a mechayev and sosa? What are you going to knock the building down? You got back to where you were before the building was started. Can't be any better than that. So what are you going to mechayev? Watch this. Kevin the Chomolochas Yalfinim in Mishkan. The Mechaba the Metzino Shem in Mishkan. Tikkun Ayadei Akiba Yoser. Shitzvich Nasas Pechomin. Nahat Chazov Akesef. Gamet Slein Tzorokin. But by Soser, even in the Mishkan, it was impossible to imagine a case that's better than the original case. Mechaba Mechol Gavni. You get back to square one. You're also Chayim. That's Parentosis. Namad Alphabet Beis. That Soser and Mechaba are not identical. All depend on the Mishkan. Back to where we came before. That's what he quotes himself. Watch this. Kokosar is finished, she gives it up. Avra Mechaba, Master Avet, being Dr. Alpia Kibur. Tiavar Yosef told me below Akibur, because that was in the Mishkan. Other things will go for. But Soser, you don't say so. But Tama should be Arno, because in the Mishkan it wasn't that way. V'chein tzorech lomer b'korea amas litbor uv'matil l'man d'boreh amas litshem also atam shen itzbor hasham. It doesn't have to be better than before, because in the Mishkan it wasn't better than before. It's unique by Mechaber. So writes Yeruch HaShulchan over here in Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sif Yud Zayin. Very, very important. Very, very important. Oh. Fine. We mentioned before, Abu Sai, that our paper is not the same as their paper. Their paper came from one piece, from one leaf, right? And therefore, that's why the Aruch Hashem, the Alter Rebbe's throw of Or would apply to paper as well. Ours is mushed together, pulverized, right? Am I correct in the internet? You pulverize things, and you make a big mush, and you make it into paper. So therefore, Al Pyrabis throw won't apply, and it should be Chaim Hashem Korea, right? Wrong, says Zerf Sternbuch. It's Shuvas van Hogus. Is that Hebrew books? Look it up. Shuvas van Hogus Zerf Sternbuch. He quotes him as saying something very remarkable. I have it in my house, but I'm quoting from here, page Kuf Sadi Tess, I believe it is, in the same book. He writes as follows.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I'll read you as follows. I'll read it from here. Or, Yechayev is a Korea. The character, that you are Chayev, when it's one piece. Abel Dover Hamurkov Kinir, Shenasa me eight o begotten Shenitchanu v'nichbishu. Made either from some trees. Famous, you know, don't use paper to waste some trees. Oh, begodim, recycled clothes, I guess. Shenitchenu, which were ground up, pulverized, v'nichbashu, and then pressed together.
The U.S. dollar is made out of the scraps of jeans, cotton jeans.
Okay, good. Oz toaro kriya. He's saying, v'lo b'kriyas niyar shebegeder hashchasa eidis haTorah. Well, I skipped a word. Eidis haTorah elevishen nidbeku v'koreh b'mokam hadeven. You take two papers and you stick them together with glue, and you rip it apart at that point, that's koreh. But you rip the thing itself, tashchasa. You're bringing it back to some earlier form of pulp. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But it's not called, it's a chiddush nifl l'kula. We want to look it up in the original. We can get on Shutim. Let's see if we can find Shutim. See if we can find. Yeah. Look at this. Even as I only have the first floor of my house. Even as, hey, good to know. This is Aleph. Aleph Resh Lamed Aleph. See what it says. Quotes the Alter Rebbe. Only if Nidba v'Nidba lo b'nir. Belacha says it's against the Yerushalmi. Calls him a Chacham Echad, right? No. Shani or Shetivo Echad Varechayim Shekorea. Abel Dova Muk of Kinea Shadassim Yetzel Begodim Shenitzel Vishenitzel. And he said Torah. And Shenitzel Vishenitzel Vishenitzel. Oz Torah or Kriya. Well, the Kriya's near Shabigar Ashkosa Ain Isit Torah. How do you like that? Pshee. So I thought before that the leniency of the Alter Rebbe doesn't apply to our paper, which is put together. That you're right. If the Alter Rebbe is wrong, it is anyway mutter. It's better. You know what's going on? We said yesterday, we saw it in some Sfar. Even if the Alter Rebbe is right, our paper is usur. He's saying, even if the Alter Rebbe is wrong, our paper is mutter. I like that. Chachmi Yisrael from one extreme to another. You gotta love it. Oh, Chachmi Yisrael. Kulam Ahumim. Okay, that's what he quotes over here. Fascinating thing. Fascinating. So now we come, Rabosai. We were in the Rambam before. Let's get back to our Rambam from before. This is Shabbos. Very good. Okay, and I'll go on links. Kesef Mishnah. Because of the Ritva, Perakama, the Machs, Pirish Rashi. Poseh, Beis Hatzavi, with me so far? Mamish, Osla, Pesach, Chodosh, Lachlok, Lecholok, Mishabbos. You had just a rectangular piece of cloth. You punched a hole. Chayav Chalik, Mishim, Tikkinkli, Pirish. The Ned, Loma, Chayav, Mishim, Korea. Why? The Korea, Shlom, Nas, Litvahu. What does it mean? Literally, it means you're not going to sew it up again. According to the Chidush of Urim, what it really means is the Bialach is Varg. It's not destructive, it's constructive. That's how he learns to chant those words. Anyway, whichever way, who mechayev mishum tikkun kli, davi gemar malacha, hold the makla patch. A hikshula, hanochem mishpir shabbat natam, lava poseach pesach chodesh legarmi. We're not discussing that kind of case. No. Why? Because that kind of case would be taka korea. And she kfarop niftach b'chol, and she segaro ayde tefiras kut obeged kedem she osin mechabse begodin, o kemoshe hayo anoshim regilos lichshem betzarfas. For both sides, because of French fashion, Paris. I'm not kidding. The chachmir live in northern France. Rashi's hometown is not far from Paris. I kid you not. The town was a little bit over, but okay, I mean, it's French, high French fashion. Yeah? Uposav b'Shabbos also chut obegat shayosham chayav achad b'shem gemar kli. This is the famous Rabbi Natan, as it's quoted by the Ritva, and cited in the Kesef Mishnah. Oh. Fine? Now, What does that mean? But once again, a Rav and a Rambam says as follows. If it's a new piece, a new Avadi Yechayev. Avadi Yechayev. Chayev, why? Shukushim. Korea. Want the Rambam, right? But Korea. That's why he puts in Nuchas Korea, the Pashas. Frektim in Chaschinich Akasha, which we have to spend time on. I'll just give you the Kasha today. I'll have to give the Teretz tomorrow, because I don't have to go over time. Just the Kasha today. Look at the Gemara Daf Memches. I thought we were going to finish all the way to Mechatech. We're almost there. Tomorrow, the beginning of the Shia will be on this, and we'll go right to Mechatech and Numa Amakama. This is the beginning of the end. This is the interesting Gemara. Memches. So first, the Gemara has a Memches and Menalev. And on both sides. Shala do it udru the beisadi b'shapta. Put things into a pillar. I matir beisadi b'shavas lo posin, and those luchin lo tocha kard of hakeses. The whole history of it is makom patish. Kard of the atiki. The first time makom patish. It's an old one. You're not fixing it now for the first time. It's old news. Tanya nami hochi can't do it. Fine. Next Gemara. Poser beisadi b'kard chaim chadus. Zok Rashi. Leash Rashi. Mashri, Mona Makab Apach. Not Korea. Doesn't belong. What's Korea doing here? It's a Kanaz Makab Apach. Okay. Rambam seems to say Korea, the Chazars can always that's fine. Here. Maske Florav Khan. Here's it. Ma Ben Zula Mugufas Chavis. So, according to Rashi, understand the Kasha. What's the Kasha? Is it Makab Apach or is it not Makab Apach? But if it's Korea, what in heaven's name is the Gemara saying Kasha? From the Guf HaSachav, it's Korea over there. What's my answer? Zechibur, Zenechibur. What's my answering? The Mechaschinuch asks this Kasha and Hilchas Korea. If Posech Beis HaTzav is Korea, he doesn't understand at all what is the Gemara's Kasha. Not for now, but is Mechaschinuch available on this? So tomorrow, remind me, the beginning of the year, put on it before you even start the Mechaschinuch and Korea. We'll start with this kasha, we'll give Terutzim, and then we'll start with Mr. Shem with the Yidulam HaMachat and the Siyad HaShemah. I would like to have a full detail list of that.